90.3 FM KEXP Seattle, and we are online around the world at kexp.org, and so delighted to have live in the KEXP studios, Neil Halstead. Welcome.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's very nice to be here.
And you're not alone today.
No, I have Adam Parfitt playing guitar and Ben Hall playing bass as well.
And you are all perfectly triangulated. There's a repeating triangle theme.
we made sure we measured it all out.
Well, let's see how it sounds. Neil Halstead live on KEXP.
All right, this is a song called O Mighty Engine. Cindy writes paragraphs as time is passing, but the bubbles in her heart are everlasting. Yeah, she gave her life to all who could blame her. It's pretty major, for all with danger and stuff like that. Mighty engine, good intention purring softly beside me, grinding gently inside me, tapping totally madly for you, for you, for you, for you. Says the plot is getting strange, taking on new meaning, and the heroes run away and no one stopped him. But she can't control the page, there's people dying, semicolons crying, and the full stops finding foot. Oh, what a door. A song called Elevens, which I kind of wrote about
in England when I was a kid, your mum and all your friends' mums would kind of meet at 11 for coffee, and they would talk a lot, and it was sort of about that.
Halstead live on KEXP. Wow, that sounds amazing. Can't believe I'm sitting here on a stool next to the three of you playing that right now. And our listeners can be so lucky. On Saturday night, you'll be playing at the Sunset here in Seattle. Yeah. And if anyone's listening at KEXP.org up in Vancouver, you're heading up there tomorrow, and we'll be playing the Media Club.
That's right, yep.
And you started off with the title track of your new album, An Oh Mighty Engine. And, you actually, I hope this doesn't embarrass you, but you are on a small list of people that I have in my mind that I wish could sing and play me to sleep at night. You have such a beautiful voice and a warm and inviting sound. And, I was going to ask, actually, and you sort of answered the question when you introduced Elevenses. I feel like when I listen to your albums that I can laugh, I cry, I feel happy and sad all at the same time. And I wondered if you wrote them in a specific state of mind. But you mentioned that you wrote that sort of when you were a kid.
Yeah, kind of. It's just sometimes the way groups of people talk, you know, and that song kind of reminded me of the way I used to hear my mum and other mums kind of talk, and all songs they're all kind of different, and sometimes you're in it's hard to really break it down, but sometimes I'll write more songs than other times, and these ones were all kind of written, I guess, most of them were written last year, a couple the year before, and I just recorded them in August pretty quickly, and sort of finished the record off in December.
And you recorded in a couple of locations, yeah?
Most of it was actually done in California at the Brush Fire. They got a studio out there, the label that put the record out. And
I hear it's solar powered.
It's a solar powered studio, yeah. And there's a couple of midgets in the basement on bikes, which is fine. But if you do a guitar solo, they've got to pedal pretty hard. It's a fully sustainable thing. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
And you finished it up at home?
I did. A couple of the tracks on the record were just done at a little studio I've got where I live at home, and then it was kind of all mixed in America. Yeah.
You mentioned bikes. I actually send out a daily playlist of my show and what I've played and things happening. And this morning I sent one out of you riding down the path carefree on a bike. It's a great it's a great photo. But you haven't always played such carefree and pastoral music. I read a review or an interview a while back where I'm a huge, I guess you call the style of music shoegazer,
right,
music, and of course, you know, your days with Slow Dive. But I mention it only to say I laughed so hard when you said, I don't know if we were gazing down at our shoes. I think we were more gazing down at the tons and tons of pedals.
Yeah,
that we had
a lot
to deal
of pedals.
With.
Yeah, there was a lot to look at down there. So,
so it should be pedal gazing music.
Indeed.
That should have been the genre instead of shoegazing. And another funny thing you also said is, you know, there's so much distortion there. We didn't really have to know how to play our instruments. And that's...
No, just the truth. I mean, and that was the kind of fun thing about it for us, really, because we were pretty... I mean, we were like 17, 18, and really just turning up a guitar really loud is just really good fun at that point. You know, especially because it just suddenly everything just sounds kind of cool, you know, even if it's not really sure what everyone's doing. It's you're just creating something kind of big and loud, and that's kind of how we started, definitely. Yeah.
Well, a little bit different approach these days, but it definitely sounds like you're still having fun. What's on the horizon for you right now?
Well, it's pretty much just doing some touring. So we're touring over here and then in Europe in September, and I think we're looking at coming back to America for a tour in November, like headlining tour. I mean, this tour's mostly been with Jack Johnson, so we've been playing some sort of enormous domes around the country, which has been fun.
Yeah. I imagine. Well, not an enormous dome, but a very intimate environment on Saturday. You can catch Niels Halstead at the Sunset here in Seattle, and love to hear a couple more songs.
Okay, this is a song called Queen Bee.
See her running down the hill, away from love, away from me. Oh, Queen Marie, you always were the one who had the time to say no. What did you say, hey, hey, girl? What did you say, hey, hey, girl? What did you say, hey, hey, girl? You asked me where the angels live. Well, girl, I suppose they always hang in bars. Talking to the crazy folk, you're dancing with the devils in their bright new clothes. What did you say? What did you say, hey, hey, girl? What did you say, hey, hey, girl? What did you say, hey, hey, girl? You see you sometime. You see you sometime. This is the land I love most. You see me underneath the light, or on the ground, or in a fight, don't pass me by. What did you say, hey, hey, girl? 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 You see you sometime. You see you sometime. You see you sometime.
This next tune is called No Mercy for the Muse.
Shabby boys kept you up all night, or sentimental drinkers sing songs that end in fights about fights. And they'll swear to you that they just can't help it, know the poem in their head, that painting of your bed. Stand still when you cross the room. Oh, surely you must do. When they write a song that goes on and on about you, does your golden hair fall in waves? No mention of a spot, tantrum. Pearly smiles and Mona Lisa wiles for your coterie of stars, your barrel of shells. Celebrate and they will venerate, hold their heads in the morning glow, for with some faint praise they will hold your gaze. Yeah, you live your life in black and white, no subtlety for you, no mercy for the muse, it's true. Come in again, number 10, oh, your army of typewriters, your consequence of biters won't last long. Love will carry on with a thrust, and they'll swear to you that they just can't help it, that poem in their head, that painting of your bed, it must out, it must out. Celebrate and they will venerate, hold their head. Oh, with some faint praise, they will hold your gaze and dedicate it all to you. Dedicate it all to you. Dedicate it all to you. Dedicate it all to you.
Wow. Neil Halstead live on KEXP, the new CD called Oh Mighty Engine, and playing this Saturday at the Sunset here in Seattle. Thank you so much, all of you, for stopping by.
Thanks for having us. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Great to have you. Live on KEXP Seattle.